You just heard the Largo movement from the string quartet number 8 by Dmitri Shostakovich, based on that tune. Da-dum-bum-bum. And it's just so dark, dark, darker than dark, but it's so beautiful. And the ensemble you heard is the Camerata. Well, it's the Austin Camerata. That's the way to say it. It's not the Camerata Austin. It's Austin Camerata. And you're going to be performing multiple places. This is your festival time. And introduce the members of your band and tell where they come from.
Sure. I'm the artistic director. My name is Daniel Kopp, and I'm the cellist. And I'm joined today by three of my wonderful friends and colleagues who have traveled from Houston, Texas. Their names are Erica Schwartz on viola, Emmy Tisdell on violin, and Matt Lammers on violin. And the musicians of Austin Camerata are a combination of local performers as well as a few who come from out of Austin and join us in May.
And so you're going to have many more performers joining you for your performances over the next 2 weeks.
That's right. We're actually going to perform this piece by Shostakovich with a larger ensemble, 16 string players as
a
string orchestra.
Wow,
so
that should be
just
quite
a taste.
Exciting. Wow, wow, wow. Well, I can tell you that just with the four strings, the sound is so rich, just really deep and warm. But now our dancer can say a word. And so the dancer we have here is Dorothy O'Shea Overby. And she's going to be performing at the Rollins Theater with Austin Camerata to this music. And so tell us what you have planned for it. Do you know in advance what it's going to be like, or is it going to be totally improvised, or tell me about it?
No, we had our first rehearsal yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And it is.
Boy, you should go into movies with a voice like that. Listen to her voice. Fabulous.
Yeah, it is so exciting. It is thrilling because we have all 16 strings surrounding the dancers. They're going to be on stage with us, and we're going to be interacting with them.
Mm-hmm.
And as a dancer,
it's like trying to get them to mess up by draping over them.
I swear we're not going to do that. but yeah, and it's as a dancer, it is so thrilling. It's mm-hmm. to have the music surround you,
right?
And to be able to interact with the musicians, you know, live in the flesh, mm-hmm. you know, in a much. Well, it's, of course, always very deep how a dancer relates to the music, but to be able to relate with the musician as well is a really beautiful thing. And that's one of the things we're trying to do here is to bring down some boundaries between mm-hmm. dancer and musician by having mm-hmm. them on stage with us. And even their formation, the shape that they're in, and their interaction with the dancers is going to serve the theme of the piece, serve the ideas that we're working
Wonderful.
With.
Wonderful. It's like when you see a dance performance, you're, of course, visually oriented. And one of the conventional things that you'll see is, well, where is your sight line? And you know, they're in a line here, or they're in a curve here. And so the interaction with the band or the group of musicians, they're going to be in a curve, and so you're going to be breaking that idea of a curve down with your movements in and around them. And it should be just really quite interesting to see and hear, because one of the things that oftentimes happens with dance is that you perform to recorded music and sort of are at a distance from the music, in a sense. It's always better when dancers perform with live music, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So tell us now, this is going to be a long list of things to pay attention to, but there are several performances by Austin Camerata starting this Wednesday, the 16th, at Fourth Tap Brewing at 6 o'clock in the evening. And then on Thursday, you're going to be at the Blanton Museum at 5:30, and you're going to be performing a piece by Michael Alec Rose. And on Saturday the 19th at noon, you're going to be at the Rotunda of the Capitol Building. And at Imagine Art on the 20th at 4 in the afternoon. So that's a lot of places. Can people go to the website for Austin Camerata and find out about all these things?
Absolutely.
What is the address?
It's www.austincamerata.com.
How
and it has
easy
all of
is
our
that?
Events.
So austincamerata.com, period. You got your information.
Yep.
And there are also concerts with the dance at the Rollins Theater on the 23rd and 4th at 7:30 in the evening. So I'm ready for another piece.
All right. This is going to be the second movement, the next movement of Shostakovich's 8th String Quartet. and it really depicts the horror and the violence of the time that Shostakovich was living in and experiencing around him.